Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I'll bet that was a, you know, kind of a fun plane ride back after that game.
It was, and certainly, it was a big win for the Titans. I mean, going down there on Monday Night Football, you know, having a game that really, you know, you don't like to say must win in week 8 or 9, and certainly a lot of players said going into this game they felt like this was the case. You don't want to drop to 3-5, especially with the way the Texans are playing. So I think, you know, certainly guys were excited. You know, I think they felt like they took another step in building momentum going into the second half of the season. So yeah, it was a good plane ride back, but now you can't celebrate long because now the New England Patriots are up next, and we all know what kind of challenge that's going
to
be.
Got plenty of time to get to that, no doubt about it. Yeah, there were so many things to be impressed with in that performance, one of which is how poorly they started, Jim, out of the chute. But it's almost like they collectively flipped a switch on both sides of the ball and then completely took over.
Yeah, and I think certainly Kevin Byard's interception is what changed them. I mean, if it's not for that, this team's in danger of falling behind by 2 touchdowns, and things were looking ugly. He turned the ball over a couple of times early. You know, the place down there, even though there were a lot of Titans fans in the building, it was getting pretty jacked up, and it looked like the wheels were coming off at the very beginning. And you had that play happen, and then, you know, the way the game played out, you know, when you're able to score a touchdown and what could have been like a 17-0 deficit, all of a sudden you're looking at 7-7, and you've got a whole game to play. So I think the offense played well. You know, was great on third down. You know, the percentage there was off the charts, going 11-14, and then defensively, I think the unit got better as the game went on, and it would get 5 sacks in the second half. So it was just a complete performance by the team, and certainly had to leave there feeling pretty good.
So always talk about the running backs, Jim, and Deion Lewis continues to show that he's a very versatile guy. Derrick Henry had a couple of really hard runs, including they stuck him in to get a 1-yard touchdown, and he did it. Ultimately, the snaps, 59 for Lewis, 84%. Derrick Henry, 14 snaps, 20%. But I do feel like Derrick was as efficient as he could be with a limited number of snaps, and I felt like Deion Lewis, again, did what they paid him to do when they brought him here.
Yeah, and I think certainly it's not going to be like that every week. I mean, Henry's going to have more snaps. It's going to be different depending on the matchup and depending on how the game goes. I think with Lewis, he's just proving to be too valuable to take off the field. I mean, he can help you in so many ways. He's a good runner. He hits some holes. He made guys miss in the open field. He catches the ball in space and continues to make plays there. So, I think it's less, you know, even after a game like that, you're still, I know I certainly get it on Twitter all the time, is why is this team not using Derrick Henry? Well, I think it's because the team has Deion Lewis, and he's been really good. Again, it's not going to be like that every week where there's such a difference in carries and playing time that I think you can't knock what's going on too much when you see the way Deion Lewis has been playing.
One thing maybe you can knock just from a stats when you look at as far as touchdowns given up, Malcolm Butler and Coach Vrabel was asked heavily about it and about his play currently right now. But, Jimmy, what is it with him right now? Is he pressing?
Well, I think he's just trying to make plays. I mean, this has kind of been, unfortunately, a topic from, since the beginning of the season. Obviously, he made a big interception in the season opener against the Dolphins in the end zone, and it was one of those deals where you thought, okay, this is what we saw in the preseason. This is what we saw in training camp. This is going to be the start of a really special year for a guy who makes a big difference. And unfortunately, it hasn't really played out that way. I mean, he's been victimized on a lot of plays this year. I mean, there's no denying it. He said it himself. I know I talked to him couple of weeks ago in the middle of all this, and he said he thought he was pressing a little bit. He thought he wasn't trusting his technique. He thought he was trying to take too many chances. He said he went back and watched film of his 2014 season with the Patriots when he arrived in the league as an undrafted free agent, and he said that's when he was hungry. And he said after watching that film, it kind of reminded him he needed to play like a dog again. Those are his words. And then to have a game like last night where he gave up, a few more plays. I mean, I know he hates it. I tell you, the guy works hard. He's a physical guy. I don't think all of a sudden he's forgotten how to play football. I just think he's in a rut now. And I think a lot of it is him trying to, live up to that contract, maybe trying to make plays and be a guy that his teammates can depend on. And, it just isn't happening for him right now. And, it certainly is going to be an interesting matchup this weekend going against his former team, who he certainly has some feelings about the way things transpired at the end there. So, he'll be in the spotlight again on Sunday, and hopefully it's for a good reason moving forward.
Jim Wyatt, brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today.
Jack Conklin obviously struggling last night, Jim, and then all of a sudden he's off the field, and Mike Keith, just as the broadcast was progressing, said, I don't see Jack Conklin. Dennis Kelly is in. And immediately they went to Amy Wells, the Titans Amy, who's the sidelines reporter for Titans Radio, and she said he was in the concussion protocol. Do you know, or does anybody know, when he got hit or hurt or exactly what happened?
I don't think I know this. I don't think anyone knows a specific play. I do know that, I noticed Kelly in there for him at some point, right. And I don't know the play. A lot of times those concussions, sometimes they come as a result of a hit that happens in the open field and everybody sees it. The guy's woozy. He has to get helped off the field. A lot of times, especially for an offensive lineman, when you've got stuff happening every play, it's just hard to pick up when that happens. And he just, he got to the point where he just didn't feel well. He ended up talking to, the team's medical staff and trainers, and they just concluded that it was best to go with Dennis Kelly, who I thought really played well. And, sir, I thought it was a good performance across the board for the offensive line. And, a guy like Josh Klein, who came back, I was very doubtful about whether he'd be able to play this week, or at least early in the week. He came back. Quentin Spain came back. Those guys made some great blocks on the screen pass that freed Deion Lewis to score. And it's just showing again, how good it is to have a guy like Kelly who can step in situations like that.
How about those beautiful screen passes, Jim Wyatt?
Well, we went for a long time without seeing those.
Yeah, years.
So it's fun to see them, and it's fun to see them work. And the reason they work is because of some of those guys I just mentioned blocking downfield, but because of a guy like Lewis who can make people miss and has a knack for being able to know where to go on those plays. And and quarterbacks love them. I mean, they just have to flip the ball out there, and the guy's doing the heavy lifting. And certainly fun to see see those work and to see the numbers pile up.
How about Logan Ryan, Jim? In that slot route, just did a phenomenal job yesterday, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been really good all season. I mean, I think he took, and I think it all started kind of with his approach this off season. He certainly in his second year with the team, I think he took more of a leadership role. He's with the guy that led the team's off season workouts with the DBs. He did more from a training standpoint than he'd ever done. He took up boxing. He boxed with Eddie George. Those two became good buddies. I think he felt like that would help him. And that's a true story. He was looking for ways to prove his hand-eye coordination and to get stronger and more physical in the slot. So he started boxing, and I think you're starting to see some of that pay off just with his hand fighting and some of the stuff that he does on a play-by-play basis. So I think he's been really good for the Titans this year, and certainly he was great against Cole Beasley last night on third down. I think that was one of the big keys of the game, being able to take him away.
Titans Patriots coming up this weekend. We'll talk with you about that later in the week. Jim, thank you very much. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
TitansOnline.com for all of Jim's content. along with Titans, Amy, Mike, Keith, all the guys. Brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG to get started today.